energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 51. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced more than $11 million going towards new transportation improvement projects across the entire state after the official announcement last week in Gardner, Kansas. That includes projects like roadway improvements, pedestrian access improvements, and street rehabilitation.
Later this summer, our residents and visitors will see new inclusive playground equipment that allows children of all abilities and developmental stages to play together.
That audio from KSNT News, the Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said it's a...
We are achieving our shared goal of a beautiful, vibrant, and safe Kansas.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Hybrid Pearl Millet, a medium to early palatable hay that's excellent grazing and haying and has excellent regrowth potential.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. Kaufman Seeds.
The city of Lawrence, Kansas is discussing a new initiative within city limits that would ban single-use plastic bags from within city limits and discussing ways on how to potentially enforce the ban within the city. As KWCH News reports, the discussion was happening from the Sustainability Board as they say they were working on ways to try and limit the duration in an effort to reduce the use of plastic bags within the city to help prevent pollution, contamination, animal deaths, along with other concerns in the environment. According to the city discussions, they say previous conversations would have charged 15 cents for each single-use disposable bag, with the latest updates now just prohibiting the bags outright within city limits. So far, the latest pushback from members of the community talk about the cost of the initiative, saying if the ban was approved, the latest plan from the city would need another full-time position to enforce that with a salary in order to go after businesses issuing warnings, further citations, or fines to businesses within the city limits. And if the ban is approved, it would go into effect starting on January 1st of 2024. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's never too early to begin the planning, as the planning stages are underway for Husker Harvest Days of 2023, with organizations saying that it brings in nearly $9 million in total economic impact to the rural parts of the state. As KSNV Local Channel 4 reports, that the 3-day event is the world's largest total irrigated working farm show, featuring the latest equipment for agricultural leaders, supply and technologies, and other resources that are available for farmers and ranchers across the Mid-America region. In a statement from Cindy Johnson, the president of the Grand Island Chamber of Commerce, she said, quote, agriculture is Grand Island's business. Our companies, our livelihoods depend on a strong ag market. When agriculture struggles, so does our community. For decades, we've seen the value that Husker Harvest Days injects into the community. This year's Husker Harvest Days is planning to have more than 500 exhibitors, more than 100,000 attendees, and is economically viable for those that wish to go and attend, even from out of state, with having hotel nights staying for less than $100, and you can spend less than $60 on food and transportation to the event.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners have indicated the jail project may be on the June 19th agenda after a petition vote forced an election with voters turning down a resolution for a lease purchase agreement that would have funded up to $6.5 million, roughly half the expected cost of a new facility in East Marysville. Resignation of Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds was tendered to Washington County Commissioners last week as she assumes the post of Clerk of the District Court in Washington County effective June 20th. She was appointed Register of Deeds in October 2021 after the retirement of Sonia Hilton. The County Republican Central Committee will seek nominations and will interview candidates and then recommend a replacement. Bruna indicated that Chase Brazel, who has worked in the office the past year, is interested in the position. Work continues with the Washington County Hospital Board seeking an $800,000 grant that would house a hospital daycare in the former nursing home building in Washington. Commissioners were advised TC Energy has agreed to pay $625,000 for a 35-foot wide bridge to replace a low water crossing, and the county will provide dirt work for the bridge as needed. TC Energy plans to begin the work by August and be finished by October. Verizon is reportedly interested in locating a tower in the Hanover area. Gage County supervisors recently approved amended changes to regulations for solar installations, but took no action as yet on a moratorium in place currently restricting commercial solar energy permit applications. One amendment would address industries developing solar installations for their own operations, not sending power to the grid. These would be governed by a special use permit, not affected by setbacks, and the permitting would allow an appeals process. An initial amendment was defeated with concerns that installations could be located many miles from a commercial or industrial location, while another amendment allowing contiguous location to a facility was approved on a 5-2 vote. Additional restrictions as to locations near schools, churches, state, and federal recreation areas were not added, with at least one supervisor noting that overly restrictive regulations could throttle efforts to pursue solar installations. Again, the package recommended by County Planning and Zoning was approved, with amendments as noted at a recent meeting. A health alert has been posted for Big Indian Lake in Gage County after water samples indicated the presence of toxic blue-green algae. Recreational boating and fishing are allowed. However, swimming beaches are closed and exposure to water should be limited. Pets should avoid drinking or getting into the lake. Washington City Council recently approved a $32,000 bid from Judiman Construction for demolition and removal of the former City Hall, which has been vacant for some time and is in disrepair. Multiple efforts to locate a party to renovate and maintain the structure have been unsuccessful, and the motion to take the building down was approved on a 3-2 vote. Curb, sidewalk, and housing demo work this year have been suspended while allowing funds for the demolition, which has not been scheduled as yet. A pickup pulling a camper overturned in Gage County Friday morning on Southwest 117th Road between West Sargent and Highway 4. The driver from Minnesota was not injured. The road was closed for a time while the vehicle was uprighted.
Raymond Farrell Malden, 100, of Arizona, formerly of Marysville, passed away October 23rd, 2022. A massive Christian burial will be held 9 a.m. Tuesday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at the St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery with military honors. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Raymond Molden.
Mary F. Long, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday. Family will see friends Wednesday 4 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Mary Long.
Hello and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny and cooler today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny and slightly warmer throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And showers may continue Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And a slight chance for some rain early Friday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And some rain showers possible still early Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 84, record high on this date, 109. The average low, 63, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
We often say we sleep like a baby or take a cat nap, but the world's best sleepers are neither babies nor cats. We will tell you who is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 12th, the 163rd day of the year. Diarist Anne Frank was born on this day. Your cat sleeps somewhere around 12 hours a day, but it's nowhere close to being the sleepiest animal on Earth. The snoozing champs are koala bears, who spend upwards of 20 hours a day in slumber, while the sloth and armadillo are close behind, each getting 19 to 20 hours of shut-eye each day. Hamsters, squirrels, and owl monkeys also spend more than half the day with a sandman. Which animals sleep the least? Elephants average a mere 2 hours per night. Horses get about 3 hours of downtime. And giraffes get between 5 and 30 minutes of deep sleep per day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Get your boots ready and let's get rowdy. June 17th is Red Dirt Saturday at A&H Farm featuring Brandon Davis. Join us for a day of fundraising and awareness as 7 bands bring the beat to A&H Farm June 17th. This family-friendly event will be come and go, but you won't want to miss a moment. Drinks and concessions will be available for purchase on-site, and 100% of the tips will be donated to our local Big Brothers and Big Sisters. See you at Red Dirt Saturday, June 17th at A&H Farm. Thank you to some of our local sponsors, Glavin Ford, Care Travel, Downtown Dental, and K-State Credit Union.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It has been back-to-back now for the Kansas City Royals. That is back-to-back sweeps. The Royals got swept over the weekend by the Baltimore Orioles. They lost 3-2 on Friday, 6-1 on Saturday, and 11-3 yesterday. Manager Matt Cotario had this to say after the game about resetting.
How do we reset? We do the same thing we try to do every day. Every day is a new day. You come in with a new attitude. You start over and you prepare for tomorrow just like you prepared for today. It didn't work out well today, but today should have no effect on tomorrow, whether it was positive or negative.
They'll have a chance to reset against the Reds as they start a 3-game series at home tonight. 7:10 will be the first pitch. The Kansas State basketball team picked up a recruit out of the transfer portal. Arthur Kaluma comes from Creighton. He is 6'4" and will join the Wildcats this next season. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today, only from Rusty Eck Ford. Experience.
record in tennis as Djokovic earned his 23rd Grand Slam singles championship and won the French Open over the weekend. Patrick Mahomes made an appearance on Saturday night, this time at the Luke Combs concert in Arrowhead Stadium. Mahomes surprised fans by showing up on stage with Luke Combs. The two shotgun a beer. Mahomes received a larger applause than the country singer did all night. Wichita State baseball had all but one recruit enter the transfer portal. That changed as of this past weekend. Peyton Tully entered his name into the transfer portal. Tully is a two-way player who will most likely get drafted by the major leagues. Can the Denver Nuggets close out the NBA championship? Game 5 is tonight in Denver. The Nuggets lead the series 3-1. Aging wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, who was released by the Arizona Cardinals back in May, had interest in the Kansas City Chiefs. Hopkins is set to take a visit to New England this week. He's also visited the Tennessee Titans. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Marysville Senior Legion Post 163 fell in three games this weekend, falling 14-0 and 4-9 to Seneca on Saturday, while falling 8-2 to Tri-County on Sunday. The boys now set at 4-10 on the season. Next contest will be Tuesday at Wymore before home games Friday and Sunday against Clifton Clyde and Doniphan County. Full schedule for Post 136 Marysville Junior and Senior Legion games can be found on KNDYRadio.com.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Increase your success when growing ferns indoors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most ferns grown as houseplants are native to moist, humid forests, unlike the growing conditions in our homes. Grow ferns in bright indirect light. This is usually a few feet away from an east or west facing window or in front of one that faces north. Keep the soil slightly moist. Growing ferns in plastic containers with drainage holes helps conserve moisture while providing adequate drainage. Avoid overwatering that can be just as detrimental as allowing the soil to go too dry. Increase the humidity by placing your fern among other plants, or fill the plant saucer with pebbles and water. Set the pot on the pebbles above the water in the saucer. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant. And only fertilize actively growing ferns in need of a nutrient boost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at WildValleyFarms.com. That's WildValleyFarms.com.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Historians don't agree whether this U.S. founding father was born in 1755 or 1757. He never arrived in what is today the United States mainland until he was 18 years old. And that was a result of the writing that he did. His unique journey to found a nation is this edition of the American Countryside.
Time Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
We get the local news and the weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Alexander Hamilton, a founding father of the United States, was born on the Caribbean island of Nevis, but his teenage years were spent on the island of St. Croix.
He arrived here as a 10-year-old. His mother had been here before, and the last time she had been here, she was incarcerated for adultery, where she spent 6 months in our fort in Christiansted for having come to see her boyfriend here, having left her husband back in Nevis.
David Goldstein shares the story from Christiansted National Historic Site on the island of St. Croix.
She returned home and had two boys, and then she arrived back here in St. Croix with two boys, one of whom was Alex Hamilton.
Young Hamilton quickly began to earn money for the family and learn how to conduct business.
Alexander spent most of his childhood from the ages of 10 to 18 working for a man named Kruger in a dry goods store, which is on King Street. The building is still there. It's now the Lieutenant Governor's office.
Of course, Hamilton would eventually become a founding father of the United States and the nation's first Secretary of the Treasury. Hamilton's success story is one Goldstein shares with the children on the island. It is a story of hope on an island where finding success can be a challenge.
We are an island of 55,000 people. There are 7,000 school children on this island. The gun violence here is very, very rife. Many people here are living on public assistance. The actual day-to-day reality for most Virgin Islanders is not super rosy.
More on Hamilton and his route to help found a new country next time as we travel the countryside. In Christiansted, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McCray.
Whether you have a farm or a garden, correct timing matters. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Instead of using a calendar, manage planting and pest control with Growing Degree Days as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
filled the calendar to plant my vegetables this year, but I'm not sure if my timing was right. I should try using Growing Degree Days. This method measures accumulations of heat required for insects and plants to flourish. Len Koop is the Associate Director of the Integrated Plant Protection Center at Oregon State University. He also works with a website that collects data from thousands of weather stations around the U.S. He uses the information to calculate degree days, which is the average temperature of a given day minus a temperature threshold.
If today's average temperature was 65 and the threshold is 50, that's like saying, well, nothing really happens below 50 degrees for certain insects, let's say. So the average temperature, 65 minus 50, equals 15. So that would be 15 growing degree days.
Degree days can give you a lot of information, such as when the pest you're trying to control is at its most vulnerable or when your plants will flower. Koop says counting degree days to an event takes away a lot of guesswork, especially when temperatures differ from year to year. As an example, let's say certain insect eggs will hatch after 400 degree days rather than sometime in March or April.
If we calculate and accumulate degree days, let's say after January 1st, every year, and we get the 400 mark, and the research has shown us that that's when this event happens, like the eggs hatch or the trees bloom, then we can predict pretty close to when something's going to happen from year to year.
Learn more about growing degree days at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
24 hours of continuous country music will keep you company night and day. Great country music, plus the latest news and information. Yours from KNDY.
Oh.
Have you ever looked at the sky during a storm, completely mesmerized by the power of the thunder and lightning? It's fascinating to think about how the energy from lightning powers the devices we rely on every day. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Money, like electricity, has the potential to transform you into a powerful conduit for good. As a good steward of the resources God has given you, you can use money to live out your purpose. By setting goals that are both fulfilling and flexible, you can live a life with a mindset of abundance while also giving back to others. Just as we capture and use energy and electricity to power our lives, we must also wisely manage the financial resources given to us to live a life of purpose and gratitude. By understanding the power of money and aligning it with our goals and purpose, we can make a positive impact on the world, one spark at a time.
A House subcommittee gets an earful on AM radio and cars today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
The U.S. House Subcommittee on Communications and Technology heard plenty last week about a bill that would require car makers to keep free AM radio reception intact. Here's Jay Chapman, owner of Woof Boom Radio in Muncie, Indiana.
AM radio stations play a central role in our emergency alert system. The vast majority of the primary entry point stations, which fires at the beginning of a presidential alert, are AM radio stations. Unlike the internet and cell phones, which oftentimes go down in a moment of crisis, the AM radio stations and radio in general stays up.
Scott Schmidt of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation was less adamant.
Our mission is to deliver a cleaner, safer, and smarter automotive future. And we take the safety of consumers and public seriously. We remain committed to ensuring drivers have access to free public alerts and safety warnings.
The mood of the subcommittee members favored AM radio's safety role. Tennessee Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger.
I guess we're paying consumers to buy EVs, which is indirectly a subsidy to automakers. But maybe we should think about removing that tax credit for EVs if they don't have an AM radio system.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Several new 2023 Silverado pickups have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company, including a Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, 1500 LTZ 3.0 Duramax Diesel. They have a Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom and a Silverado 1500 Work Truck. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, June the 12th. Well, American farmers were wanting a really good deal between President Biden and the UK, and they didn't get quite what they hoped for. Now, it's not the comprehensive trade deal effort U.S. farm groups were hoping for.
We've launched negotiations on critical materials and an agreement to deal with climate crisis, number one. Number two, cooperating on data and AI.
Now, the UK Prime Minister refuted a BBC reporter that the new Atlantic Declaration was an admission of failure on free trade, arguing instead it met the needs of the moment.
It means stronger supply chains with a new action plan on clean energy. And it means reducing trade barriers and the technologies of the future with a new secure UK-US data bridge, helping tens of thousands of small businesses.
But ag remains a stumbling block to a full trade deal, something USDA Undersecretary for Trade Alexis Taylor pointed to on a call with farm reporters ahead of the session between the U.S. and the U.K.
We have seen some positive outcomes as they're wrapping their arms around regulation of gene-edited technologies, but there continue to be, I think, philosophical differences with our partners in the UK that we continue to engage with them on.
The American Soybean Association and other ag groups just urged House members to back legislation to help spur a comprehensive market access deal. But the latest announcement is more evidence President Biden is not keen on doing politically difficult trade deals that USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says aren't popular outside U.S. ag. And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, prepared in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978-FANS.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Crop circles in a field are probably not the work of aliens. It's more likely a hungry bear sat down and helped himself to dinner on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Bears are smart animals, very opportunistic, and will chow down on just about any crop they can get their big paws on. This includes field corn, sweet corn, sorghum, sunflowers, orchard crops, and peanuts. They have a keen sense of smell and will travel miles to inspect a potential meal. Katie Martin is a wildlife biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. She says because they're large animals, it's easy to spot where they've been dining.
Usually the first sign is you'll see trampling of the crop. A lot of the stalks will be laid over. Bears are pretty lazy animals once they get out into a crop field and will basically just sit down and reach around as far as they can to devour any of the crop that's right near them. And so a lot of times you'll actually see these crop circles, these big circles of area that are smashed down.
Martin says it's easier to prevent them from getting to the crop than chasing them out. The best bear deterrent is an electric fence. They do not like them.
You can do a 2 or 3 string high tensile wire fence around your crop fields or around nursery producing trees or orchard trees to keep the bears out of it. And while that can be an expense up front on the producer, if you're going to be using those same fields year after year, it actually will end up paying in the long run huge dividends since you're keeping those bears out and not losing crop to them.
Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to prevent bear damage. Talk to your local wildlife biologist for more ideas. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping bears out of your crops at agriculture.com.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
KNDY.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now on this Monday. July corn, 615 and a quarter, up 11. September corn, 539 and three quarters. That's up 15 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 796 and three quarters. That's down 1. Kansas City wheat for September, 792 and a quarter. That's down 1.5. July oats at 364 and three quarters. That's up 6.25. September oats at 367, that's up 5.5. Taking a look at July, soybeans, 1371 and a quarter, that's down 15. August soybeans are down 5 at 1291. Taking a look at cotton for July, 8349, that's down 55 cents. October cotton up 27 cents at 8412. Live cattle for June, 178.90, that's up 67.5 cents. Live cattle for August, 173.15. That's up $1.30. Feeder cattle for August, 238.72.5. That's down 27.5 cents. September feeder cattle, 241.87.5. That's up 17.5 cents. Crude oil for July, 67.45. Down $2.73. August crude, 67.59. That's down $2.74. Gold for June, $19.54.60, that's down $7.60. Gold for August, $19.70.10, that's down $7 right now. Silver for July, $24.06, that's down 35 cents. September silver, $24.27.5, that's down 35 cents. Taking a look at Wall Street, well, the Dow right now is up 95, S&P up 17, NASDAQ up 107. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Strive Bank in Wichita, have you heard of them? Strive Bank is a Wichita community bank you can trust. Strive Bank, STRYV, is locally owned and was started by business investors here in 1974. With a focus on business, Strive knows the ins and outs of the local market. Strive, spelled STRYV, is a full-service bank with 2 local locations for all your consumer and business needs. Visit STRYVBank.com. Strive Bank, locally owned, here for all your banking needs.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Agricultural Land Values and Trends Book for 2022 was recently published by K-State's Agricultural Economics Department. K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed is a major contributor to the book, and she discusses what trends there were for agricultural land in 2022. She compares the 2022 values to 2021.
To specifically talk about 2022 compared to the previous year, we kind of knew already land values were up 25-26% according to USDA in their survey data. But when I actually looked at the land sales value based on the actual sales that drive the numbers in this book, I have Kansas values up 30% over what they were in 2021. So all categories, irrigated, pasture, dryland, cropland, all up about 30% just in 1 year over what they were in 2021. Overall, just a very, very sharp increase in land value in 2022 and actually in 2021 as well.
Net farm income, interest rates, and people outside of agriculture purchasing land all contribute to the land market.
And we did see net farm income not near as good as we saw in 2021. But if you look at an overall picture, what we did see is still pretty strong historically in profitability. Now, what happens going forward was a little more questionable, but really land values are being supported by profitability in the ag sector. A lot of government payments, good commodity prices in recent years really fuels the land market. One thing that will be kind of pulling land values the other direction, be careful to say we're not going backwards, but the interest rates will start influencing the land market. Interest rates are higher than we've seen in a long time, although obviously that's going to have an influence going forward outside of ag investment into farmland here in Kansas. That's a trend that we've seen very, very high over the last couple of years here in our state.
Reed predicts what people can see for agricultural land trends this year.
As we're looking at the sales that have already occurred this year, how I predict the rest of the year going, we're still going to be increasing in land value. We won't be increasing 30%, though. I think we would come back to a more moderate increase just because of the interest rates, the farm economy looking a little more uncertain this year with commodity prices versus input costs being a little bit less in balance, and the drought. So end of the day, we are still going to be increasing, but not near the rate that we saw this past year.
That was K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed with the new Kansas Agricultural Land Values and Trends book. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Thank you.
KNDY. Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.